We're missing 124.
Sure. In the hymnal?
No, in the white book.
In the white book. 124 in the white book. Let's sing together.
Come as we stand.
Heavenly Father, we come to you at the beginning of this service, God, and we just ask for your ministering spirit to come to us, Lord, to guide us and direct us, Lord, to be our leader. Lord, we seek you tonight. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to lay aside our own agendas, our feelings, our thoughts, Lord God. We would just put it all to rest, Lord, and we would cling to you here tonight, Lord God. We thank you that there is a well of water that runs deep, that is ever supplying. Lord, we thank you that we can plunge in, that we can take and take and take, and that, as we heard this morning, there's always more of Jesus that we can have, Lord. And so we thank you for the fresh water, for the fresh provision that we even had this morning, Lord. But we come to you again, and Lord, we ask for more and more and more. Lord, we thank you that you give, and you give, and you give. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to do our part here tonight, Lord, that we would take and take and take. Lord, we pray that you would help us to avail ourselves to you. We ask these things for your name's sake. Amen. Maybe we can sing together from our white book as well. He giveth more grace. I believe that's 68 in our white book. 68 in the white book. Favorite verse from this song is not included in this arrangement that we have in front of us. The verse says, "Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God ever yearns his resources to share. Lean hard on the arm everlasting availing. The Father both thee and thy load will upbear. His love has no limit." Anyone know that verse? I'm the only one. Well, I hope that I'm not the only one to say. Right, a couple of you know it. Well, if you know it, you can sing it with me. Fear not that thy need. That's how it begins. Let's sing together. Fear not that thy need shall exceed his provision. Our God.
is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus, joy that dwells within my heart. Every moment, every hour, as I draw upon His power, there is joy, joy, joy that never shall depart.
That's page 471 in our hymnals. We can sing that together. 471.
Joy, joy, joy. I'd always want to give a testimony when you sing this hymn. It's been joy in serving Jesus. So glad for the time my wife and I could be here at camp. We're not leaving yet, so don't get excited. But it's been such joy serving the Lord. There are times when pressures arise, like this weekend. But last Sunday, I didn't want to intend to say this, but last Sunday I was pressured. And I felt a little nervousness. And I called my friend James Walvogel and said to him on Monday, I said, "Today I have such joy." And he said, "We pray that the Lord would give you joy in serving Him." And this past week has been that accepted when I started getting involved with the project. I got tired. Not on the weekend, but just prior, there were a couple things that I needed to help with. But the total outcome is always full of joy. This weekend has been an astounding time of joy to see God work, God bless everyone, God perform miracles of things accomplished, and it's been just a great joy. This has been always the crunch time for me, and but the Lord has seen us through these several years, many years of getting things together and getting through the season. It's been a great joy. And one of the most outstanding parts of it has been always seeing God intervene to help. Sometimes my nature is, I guess, an excitable nature, where I just initially might get a little frustrated, maybe a little greatly frustrated, when things go wrong. And you know, you get that under control, you look to God, it's just part of my being. And then it's always such a delight to see the Lord come through with resolve, with the answer. And I find that He never leaves me nor forsakes me, so that I can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. Therefore I will not fear who breaks," what man shall do unto me. It's been such a blessing. Things arose, things I'd come to the end of my rope with, and I laugh and delight in the thought that all of a sudden the resolve pops into play, and click, we're out of the deep waters, and things are fixed, things are resolved. One thing, I'll go into detail, is with the dummy waiter. Who in the kitchen would like to not have a dummy waiter? Raise your hand. You don't want to have a dummy? You don't want to have a dummy? Well, a couple years ago, the dummy waiter went kaput. And I was working with Brother Steve Schultheis at that time. And I did everything I could. You know, we'd have a bag of tricks. I'd check everything out and test. And I came out of the shaft of the dummy waiter, and I just was just in despair, like, I think it's done. I don't think we have hope anymore with it. And where is the company that used to repair the motor? It's non-existent. So I'm thinking, oh no. And all of a sudden, click, comes in my heart, the start capacitor. So I say to Brother Steve Schultheis, "Is there a star capacitor? Look on the side of that motor. Is there a big bulge in it?" We look at the flashlight. Yay, there's a... And of course, that's just a discovery of something else we could check. And sure enough, that was the problem. But I had failed in my effort. And here the Lord comes behind me and shows me the issue and the problem. And I can say that throughout these years, it's almost been a daily experience. Sometimes Brother Bob Pepfield used to make fun of me because I would tell the guys what to do in the morning, and he says, "Just they would say to one another, why is he telling us to do that? And then Brother Bob would say, just wait 5 minutes, he'll change his mind. It's all right, it's me. But, you know, then it clicks again. The Lord reminds me, right, there's something more important to do. And but it's been such a joy to know that God has been my helper and enabler. And I've been privileged so greatly to be able to serve you these years that we've been here at camp. And I couldn't have done it without the assistance of my dear wife. She has been my strength and enablement also to help me in many ways. And I'm so grateful for her that she has blessed me, and I see more and more how she has been the perfect one to enable me to be here. And I want to adhere to that verse in Colossians. Take heed unto the ministry which you've received in the Lord that you fulfill. God has called us to serve him and to experience that joy in serving him, and we want to fulfill it.
Full of joy, full of grace, full of glory. Full of joy, full of grace, full of glory. Full of joy, full of grace, full of glory. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, ye are the temple.
There are several songs in our book that talk about joy. I wonder if you have one of them that you'd like us to sing together this evening. Does anyone have any hymn in our book that talks about joy or mentions joy?
Jesus is the joy of living.
Jesus is the joy of living. I heard two. Sorry, Brother Tom. Jesus is the joy of living. Let's see. 444. Maybe you'd like to stand, change your position as we sing, page 444.
I have found a wondrous Savior, Jesus Christ, the soul's delight. Every blessing of His favor fills my heart with hope so bright. Jesus is the joy of living. He's the King of life to me. Unto Him my all I'm giving is forevermore to be. I will do what He me. Anywhere He leads, I'll go. Jesus is the joy of living. He's the dearest friend I know. Life is growing rich with beauty. Toil has lost its weary strain. Now a halo crowns each dew.
sing that last verse together.
Oh, what splendor, oh, what glory, oh, what matchless power divine, is the Christ of God's full story, Christ the Savior who is mine. Jesus is the joy of living, He's the King of life to me. Unto Him my all I'm giving, is forevermore to me. I will do what He commands me, anywhere He leads I'll go. Jesus is the joy of living, He's the dearest friend I know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.